Impact.
The Honest Truth, Humanity Half Hour. Honouring those who dig deep into their own humanity to bring about social justice and lift their voices for the voiceless.
That's right. That's the Humanity Half Hour, forming part of the discussion on the Honest Truth, the Humanity Half Hour, looking at individuals, organisations out there making a difference. And the Crazy for Walking initiative certainly endeavours to make a difference. I remember when we were chatting about the initiative last year, which was in fact a crazy endeavor to walk from Pretoria to Cape Town. But you know what? They did it. It's all the way spreading awareness, raising awareness around mental illness, and hopefully as well doing quite a bit to remove the stigma. Joining us once again in studio, Marlene van der Berg and Natalie Winterbach. Ladies, good evening and welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us.
No, it's an absolute...
On this crazy cold night, we speak about crazy for walking.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? So, not a big city-to-city walk this year that you guys are planning.
No, last year we were very crazy, but this year we said, no, we want to involve everyone in the craziness. So we have walks all over the country this year, in Pretoria, in Bloemfontein, and two in Cape Town, actually. So we're inviting everyone to join the Crazy for Walking initiative with us this year.
Logistically, that must be quite a bit to organize with all of those cities activated on, what is it, on World Health, World Mental Health Day.
10th of October, Mental Health Day. That's the day, well, sock day for us, because we're all wearing crazy socks. So that's the day that we all end together. And I think, it's a lot to arrange, but on the other side, we are so passionate about breaking the stigma. You know that 800,000 people die of suicide every year annually. It's 1.4% of deaths annually, and it's quite a big thing. So we're really working towards breaking the stigma, and therefore we're just passionate about taking the message to the country.
Yeah. Natalie, how powerful do you think the stigma is?
The stigma we know is very, very powerful. We get a lot of people that when you say, come to the clinic, we can see you in a bad way, they say, no, they don't want to go to that place. You know what I'm saying? I think the visions of that TV and movies have given us of straight jackets and things like that, people don't realize that it's a homely place to come to where we're going to take care of you.
And also, I think what also could be doing mental illness a disservice, I suppose, is that description, mental illness, exactly. Because it's more than just that. I mean, it covers a wide range of challenges and conditions. So to say mental illness, I think also does it a bit of a disservice.
It's very limiting, and it's stigmatizing in the fact that we're speaking about something that is ill or disordered rather than everyday people going through difficult things. So that's why we say we'll take on the crazy. We will embrace the crazy all the way through, but we will attack the stigma, and we will wear crazy socks and walk crazy walks. But the concept of crazy is for us such a redundant concept, because people suffer and people need access to services and help, and we are there to help.
And how are you guys going to do it this year? You mentioned about the whole bunch of events that are happening in Cape Town.
Yes. So there's two big walks in Cape Town. The one is that we are facing the mountain. We are walking 7 days all over the mountain. Overcoming mental illness is quite tough, and it's very difficult. So we're climbing that mountain of obstacles every day towards recovery. And then we've got a walk in the malls.
A LifePath group of hospitals are doing a walk in 7 different malls on treadmills.
Okay.
So we're mingling with the public who are there, who 1 in 5 of them are facing depression, yet they're walking around in the malls as if nothing is wrong.
Yeah.
So we're going to call them in, and we're going to expose them to what we do at our clinics, and also to, to achieve a walk to Mars, as we were going to talk about later. It's a big challenge. But if you walk in the malls and you break it down, it's like facing depression. If you break it down, it's more manageable than facing it head on. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned 7 malls.
Correct. Yes, we're very excited.
All over.
From the 3rd of October, we're starting off the initiative at the Table Bay Mall. Very excited. Virgin Active have said that they'll put 5 treadmills down for us, so we've got a fantastic buy-in from them.
So the public can really get involved. The public can get involved in any of the talks. The public, So the mission to Mars is very important for us. We are walking to Mars. We are breaking the stigma. And the general public is more than welcome to get involved and download the app that is launching on the 3rd of October. And that way, count their own steps so they can walk the mall, they can walk the mountain, they can wear their public, they can wear their socks, they can join our public talks, and everyone can get involved and behind this initiative. Make your steps count.
I'm very intrigued about the app. Tell me about this app, because I believe it can sort of track your steps.
Exactly.
Because that's important here.
That is important. So the app will track your steps, and your steps will count towards all of our steps. Natalie said we are going to get to Mars before Elon Musk.
That's correct. And that's what our aim is.
And what distance is that?
That's 54.6 million kilometers.
Oh, my word.
But the beauty about the app is that my sister, who's in America, if she logs onto the app, she uses the code for LifePath, and then her steps for that week also get tracked. So can you see that it can be achievable?
Definitely.
We're going to get you to download the app and make your steps count as well.
Oh, I'd certainly love to. No, it's a very important cause, and certainly worthwhile, I think, of everyone to get involved. And at the malls, Natalie, that you're involved in organising as well, are there going to be various talks as well from various service providers?
We are going to have our sponsors there, and it's going on the day of the walk, it's going to be more about the walking and doing the kilometres. We have already started with talks to our local schools, our police departments, some corporates. So we've got each of our clinics, of our seven clinics, are going to, by the 10th of October, have delivered 10 talks each.
Okay.
So we're going to cover quite a bit.
All right.
People are more than welcome to log on to our website and have a look at where the talks are hosted, and all of the talks are public, so they can join any talk if they are interested.
And the website, Marlene?
www.crazyforwalking.co.za.
Okay.
We are on all of the social media platforms, so people are more than welcome to look up where there's a public talk if they're concerned about a family member and they are themselves interested in the stigma around the illness and how to break it. We're also obviously focusing on happiness helps and how we can work towards mental well-being and not just focus on mental illness. So people are more than welcome to join the talks around the country.
Mental illness affects 25% of us, one in four. So it's a staggering statistic. It makes walk the mountain, I think, all the more important. Marlene, how was that going to work? Are you walking up Table Mountain?
We are actually walking up Table Mountain.
Okay.
We have 7 days of walking different routes up the mountain. And it's actually so beautiful because it has a lot of different angles and different ways. Each person's recovery is their own, but in the end we're walking it together. So we're walking every day from a different route and a different path, and people can get involved in that too and say, I want to walk up the mountain today.
So are you telling me, Marlene, that you're going to be walking up Table Mountain seven times in early October?
I might need to send you a picture of my feet afterwards. But I think that's the point. It's a tough journey. We're facing difficult obstacles in our life. I mean, if you think about suicide, for every one person that actually commits suicide, there's 20 people that have attempted. It shows us that there's a lot of need out there and that the obstacles people are facing is huge. So we want to kind of say, let's walk the mountain.
Yeah.
7 days. And we will come down in style and celebrate mental well-being. Walking is such an amazing process it's so therapeutic. It's an amazing process of processing problems. It's a stress reliever. It gives you all of those feel-good hormones. So even in that process, we're saying what we're doing is mental health and mental well-being.
I like the fact that because there are these walks up Table Mountain, 7 different routes, the walks in the various malls across that period between the 3rd and the 10th of October, it means that there's a strong emphasis on the community getting involved. Yeah. So people naturally will start talking. There'll be a lot more engagement about this, and that's certainly positive.
Our experience from last year, more than anything, was people coming to say, I've got a brother that suffers from depression. I've got a sister that struggles. And people sharing their own stories. And I think in going national this year, and actually going global, we have some global walking going on as well. But in that process, we are saying, let's do this together. Let's fight the stigma together. Let's be healthy together. It's embracing the community and embracing people in the community that is suffering.
I think it's also quite important that people should also be aware that this is not a commercial campaign.
No,
not at all.
Yeah, which is really, really brilliant. Yeah. It's certainly focusing on raising awareness of mental illness and removing that stigma. That should be the goal.
And in that way, I think the clinics are a beautiful example of saying it's not about our own gain, it's about promoting our message. And the message is, let's break the stigma. Mm. So, yeah, it's completely an awareness campaign.
How, by the way, are you going to keep track of those, what is it, 52,000?
54.6 million kilometers.
Oh, my word, million kilometers.
Well, hopefully we're going to keep them on the app. Everybody will get a login, a code. So people will be walking for Crescent Clinic. People will be walking for each of our clinics. People will be walking for Vista Clinic and Bloom Care and the other clinics. So we'll be a little bit of a competition between all of us to see who can put as many kilometres. For instance, I'll give my sister in America my code, so she'll be walking for me.
Right.
And our clinics obviously will have a little bit of a competition under them, which is not a bad thing.
Now, last year when the initiative took the guys from Pretoria to Cape Town, they were also very colourfully dressed, particularly on their feet. Are those crazy socks back again this year?
Can you see the beautiful crazy socks?
Oh, they're back.
And you've got a choice of colours here. And we really invite people to wear their crazy socks on the 10th of October. Well, they can wear their crazy socks anytime.
Yeah.
But World Mental Health Day on the 10th of October is kind of the accumulation of this whole initiative. And that is when we want to invite people to say, let's celebrate health with. And so please, wear some crazy socks.
Those are beautiful. Do you know I've still got my pair from last year?
Seriously? No holes in. You can get another one then.
No holes in. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
So what happens after the walks in the malls and then the walk up Table Mountain? What happens then on the 10th of October on World Mental Health Day?
So most of the walks will kind of reach a finishing point, and we have arrival events across the country where family and friends are invited. There's public talks on that day. That's very specific. And I think the 10th is not just the ending of this year's official walk, but it's also the starting of the process of encouraging people to keep on walking. Last year we had a beautiful pledge book where people said, I am continuing this message of destigmatization. And I think the 10th is also a celebration of continuing with this message. And then we'll definitely be back in 2019 too. We're walking to Mars, so we have to start.
Well, if you're walking to Mars this year, I hesitate to think, Natalie, where you're going to be walking to next year.
The sky's the limit, absolutely.
The people that figure these things out, they are quite crazy. So they will come up with a very crazy idea, and we'll fight the stigma in that way.
Where can people get information, importantly, so that they can get involved?
I think we're on Crazy for Walking. If you have a look, they are on Twitter and they're on Instagram, and then also on the Crazy for Walking website, which Marlene said is www.crazyforwalking.co.za.
Fantastic.
Look out for our photographs. The clinics have all been made up in crazy colours, so we'll be posting that. Yeah.
And people can post their own photos of crazy socks too. We would love that the community gets together and behind this initiative.
Marlene and Natalie, Crazy for Walking Initiative, crazyforwalking.co.za. You want to be involved, play your role in raising awareness of mental illness and do your part to remove the stigma. You can either do it at participating shopping malls, or why not take a walk up Table Mountain if you haven't done so. This, I think, is the perfect opportunity to do just that and connect with people as well in removing the stigma around mental illness. Marlene Vandenberg, Natalie Winterbach, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Benita, for having us Smile FM for supporting this initiative. Smiling is part of mental well-being.
And wellness, which is what we're striving towards.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very
good luck.
Thank you.